Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you've tuned in to another great show brought to you by none other than the other, Joy Doctor. Yes, the Joy Doctor is here with you today. And tonight, I want to thank you, you, and you, yes, and you, for tuning in to This Is Your Time, Spring Forward. That's right. This is your time, spring forward. There is no time for mediocrity. There is no time to waste. There is no time to look back or get off track. This is your time to spring forward. And tonight, we're going to talk about how do we handle setbacks and have you ever been disappointed? Well, we know that those two questions are major obstacles to keep you from moving forward. Yes. Those are two major obstacles that keep you from moving forward. Because how do you handle a setback? That's usually what happens. You set back. You set back and watch the situation takes its full course. But somewhere during that time, you get off track or you lose focus. Because you're watching the situation or the circumstances around you instead of making the situation or circumstances around you watch you. That's right. That's what you're supposed to do in a setback. You're supposed to change the situation. You're supposed to change the atmosphere. You're supposed to change the outcome. Because we're never to sit back. We're always supposed to be springing forward, moving something, doing something, shaking something up, making things happen. That's what you do. That's what we are to do, to spring forward. That's right. We have to get out of our routine. That's right. I'm going to give you six reasons or six ways that you can spring forward and not fall back. That's right. You don't want to fall back into the situation that you just got out of or that you're just able to get out of or that you would like to get out of. You don't want to fall back deeper into it. You want to spring forward. That's right. Spring forward. You want to come up out of that situation. Come up out of those circumstances. Come up out of that problem and become a resolution. So tonight, we're going to talk about six ways or six reasons why you should spring forward. Well, number one, you should be tired of the routine or the norm where things happen day in and day out. You do the same thing day in and day out. People can always tell where you are at a certain time because you do the same thing at that same time every day. Well, we have to break out of the norm because, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing but expecting a different result. And we're not insane, not on the bad side anyway, but on the positive side, we have to break out of the norm. We have to break out of the routine. We can't stay there if we want to move forward. And I say if, because everybody don't want to spring forward. And you'll find that when you begin to spring forward, there's going to be some people that you're going to spring forward and you're going to look back and they're not with you. But that's okay. Because as long as you're moving in the direction that you want. You're moving in the direction of your goal. and you're moving in the direction of your dream. Their dream may have stopped right there. Their goal may have evaporated right there. But remember, you cannot allow your circumstances, your surroundings, to hold you back. Now, last week we talked about the subject of what's love got to do with it. Whether it's family, friends, loved ones, exes, all live in Texas, or whoever or whatever or wherever they may be, you cannot allow them to hinder your progress. That's right. You cannot allow them to hinder your progress. Because if you do, you'll remain in step number one. You'll remain in your routine. You'll remain in your norm. Step number two, never have the fear of failure. Of course, you may not get it right the first time. You might not get it right the second time. You might not get it right the third time. I know a couple of people that's been married three or four times, and this is their fourth husband or fourth wife, and they just now getting it right. Saying that to say this, that sometimes it takes failure to happen in order for you to move forward. That's right. Sometimes it takes failure to happen for you to move forward. Because without failure, we won't know that we're able to do it. But with failure, we know that all things are possible. Because we have to remember, as Confucius said, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. That's right. Confucius said, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. So if we take out fear, then it won't be as complicated as we make it. Because as a kid growing up, when your parents turned out the light, you got scared. As long as the light was on, there was no fear. As a human, as a whole, we have the fear of the unknown. But how many of you know that next thought, that next step, that next idea, even the next breath may take you from failure to success? So don't fear. A friend of mine said that fear is false evidence appearing real. It's really not there. It's an illusion. Stop hallucinating and know that you can do it. So what if you fail the first time? So what if you fail the second time? My friend Les Brown said, even if you fall, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. That's right. So that brings us to our next step, which means change. You have to change your position in order to spring forward. You may have to move from being an employee to being an owner. You have to move from being unemployed to be employed. From being single to being married. And in the worst case scenario, from being married to being divorced. Now, I don't like divorce. I don't condone divorce. But however, to keep two people from destroying each other, sometimes divorce is the best way to keep things that are bad from getting worse. That's right. So you have to change your atmosphere. You have to change your surroundings. You have to change your environment in order to spring forward. Because remember, if you're doing the same thing, if you're hanging out with the same people, what progress are you making? We have to move forward. We have to spring forward. And the only way we can spring forward, we have to come out of the routine, have to get out of the norm. We can't be fearful of failing. Something has to change. And a lot of times, it's not even the outward that we see that has to change. Sometimes it's the inner me that has to change. I have to change my thinking. I have to change my attitude. May even have to change my look. May even have to change my zip code and my area code. But however, in order for me to spring forward, I must realize that a change has to take place. And sometimes, in step number four, in order for you to see the change, you have to step out of the situation. That's right. You have to step out of the situation in order to observe the situation. Because once again, Confucius said, study the past if you would define the future. Yes, your past has a lot to do with your future. And if there's not any changes in your past, then your future is what you're living right now. That's right. If there are no changes in your past, then your future is what you're living right now. So you have to step out of the situation and observe it. Then maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I should have went left instead of going right. I should have saved my money instead of spending it on everything that I thought I needed. I should have reevaluated the situation before I invested the whole thing. I should have researched the idea. I should have checked out the whole situation or the entire process. I should have went on my gut feeling and not hearsay. But see, the only way you can get those questions answered or the only way you'll be able to see those things is you have to step out of the situation and then observe the situation. That's right. You have to step out of the situation in order to observe the situation. But in order to observe the situation and be truthful, and get the results that you need or get the things that you're looking for and not really wanting to hear, like, yeah, you messed up. Yes, you was impulsive. Yes, you should have responded instead of reacting. Those things are important to know. That's right. They are important to know because, like Confucius said, we have to study the past if you would define the future. Once I realize that situation, once I realize that problem, whether it lies within me or on the outside, then I can change it. And once I change it, then it makes the opportunity for my future to become brighter and better. But I can't and I won't make it brighter and better if I'm in denial. So when I step back and observe the situation, I cannot lie to myself. I have to be truthful to myself, even if it hurts. Because have you ever wondered when you spell the word problem, There is no I in it. When you spell the word problem, there is no I in it. But a lot of times, I am the problem. And when I step back and look at it, then I can realize that, and I can fix that. That which brings us to our next step, which is four options. Once I realize that I am the problem, I can look for an option now of how to fix it. Instead of building a house on quicksand, I might want to find me some solid ground. Instead of building a glass house in the middle of the mountains, I might want to build a log cabin. What am I saying? A lot of times the options that we look for or that we have to take are not easy, but then sometimes they're simple. And most of the time, it's right there staring us in the face. We don't even have to work hard. Because we automatically know that we cannot build a house on quicksand. You cannot build anything quicksand. Before you're able to build something, you must have a solid foundation. And that solid foundation must first begin with me. If I want to spring forward and not fall back, and by me being truthful to myself, that's stepping back and observing the situation, that's the first step. As long as I am truthful and not in denial, that's the first step of building a solid foundation. Now, not to say that the foundation wasn't solid in the beginning, but even though the foundation was solid, there may have been some weak spots in there where your feelings were hurt, your ego was damaged, your pride was stripped. So now once that happens, you can be on a solid foundation. You can look for options that will make it better. So instead of going left, I can go right. And I can end up in the place that I was destined to be. Because I am springing forward. I'm springing forward because that's what I desire to do. That's what I desire to be. No longer stuck in a rut. No longer doing the norm. No longer having a fear of failure. No longer resisting the power to change. But observing the fact that I need to do this, because not only does it make a better environment, but it makes a better me. And once I'm better, everything around me becomes better. My smile is bigger. My steps are longer. My shoulders are higher. My eyes are brighter. Therefore, when I greet someone, the atmosphere changes. There is a connection. Something happens within that moment that pushes me forward instead of pushing me back. Because now I'm strong enough to resist the negativity. Now I'm strong enough to overcome the obstacle. Now I'm strong enough to jump over the hurdles. Now that I know there's an exit door on the right, instead of having to run down 13 flights of stairs to get to the front door. I have options. But my options don't make me weak. My options makes me stronger. Because I'm not looking for a way out. I'm looking for a way up. That's right. I'm not looking for a way out. I'm looking for a way up. And that brings me to my last reason for springing forward is because I have a dream. No, I'm not finna quote the famous Martin Luther King, but in order to spring forward, you must spring forward to something. The idea is to go from something to something. From 0 to 10, 0 to 60, 0 to 100. And that 100 is your dream. Because in that dream, everything is complete. There's no fear. Everything has changed. It's not a routine. It's a dream. And that dream is perfect. And you know why I like what I like most about the dream? Is because on the way to the dream, all the flaws, all the impurities, and all of the rough edges are removed, smoothed, and straightened out. That's why when you get to the dream is perfect. The life of a dream is smooth. It's easy. There's no hard work. Because all of the hard work was done when you decided to spring forward, come out of your routine, get rid of the fear of failure, accept change, step back and observe the situation, find an option for a way up and not a way out. And you can spring forward into your dream. Because this is your time. This is your season. It is just right for you to do the things that you always dreamed of doing. But you have to get rid of those other things that I mentioned. Had to get rid of the routine. Have to get rid of the fear of failure. Have to be willing to change. Have to step out and observe the situation. Look for options. Look for ways up and not out. And last but not least, dream. Dream big, not small. Because when you get there, you want to be able to stretch out and relax. That's just like having a 6 feet man trying to get into a Volkswagen. He can get in there, but he'll be uncomfortable. He can let the seat back. He can make some minor adjustments, but he'll be uncomfortable. But if you put that same 6 feet man in a stretched limousine Hummer, he'll have more room to grow, more room to relax, and he's very comfortable. That's why you dream. Because when you get to that dream, everything that you desire and everything that you want is there. Whether it's in marriage, whether it's in relationship, whether it's in life, whether it's in business. Whatever you want, you can apply these principles and see the results. Because remember, this is your time to spring forward and not fall back. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. We've talked about this is your time, spring forward, because really and truly, it is your time. Remember to listen, laugh, and learn each week with the Joy Doctor right here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you didn't this week, next week, tell a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that the Joy Doctor is on the air. And until then, we'll see you next week.